Chapter 17. I assure you that the new order will not be inaugurated by Mr. Churchill or Mr. Roosevelt. Declarations like the Atlantic Charter will accomplish nothing. They are full of defects and shortcomings. New orders are always established in the world by prophets raised for the purpose by God. They have no bitterness against the rich, and no bias for the poor. They are neither of the East nor of the West. They are the messengers of God and proclaim the teachings which furnish the foundations of true peace. Today also, peace will be established only through the teachings of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, the foundations of which were laid in Al-Wasiyyat in 1905. We should all realize the significance of Al-Wasiyyat and remember the fundamentals to which I have drawn attention in the course of this address. These days, the advocates of Bolshevism are to be met with everywhere. I have therefore been at pains to explain the merits as well as the defects of the Bolshevik system and of the other movements that have risen in Europe in recent years. When you come across people who advocate one or the other of these systems, you should discuss with them the merits of these systems on the principles I have tried to explain to you. I assure you that the advocates of these movements will not be able to meet the criticisms which I have urged against them. Peace can be established in the world only on the basis I have explained. 18 years ago, in 1924, I explained in my book, Ahmadiyyat or the True Islam, the fundamental principles essential for securing peace. The explanation was based upon the text of the Holy Quran on the subject, and the disclosure was made by me under divine guidance. I may assert that during the last 1300 years, not one of the commentators has drawn attention to so important and fundamental a truth contained in the Holy Quran. I can claim with confidence that God vouchsafes knowledge like this only to prophets and their khulafa. If this is doubted, I should like someone to produce a similar instance from the writings of other people. Those of you who have already made wills in accordance with the directions contained in Al-Wasiyyat are participating in laying the foundations of the new order, the order which is to afford security for every person who participates in it, for his family and descendants. Those of you who have participated in the Tehreek-e-Jadid, even though it may only be by means of prayers for its success, are helping to enlarge the system of Al-Wasiyyat. The world seeks a new order by destroying religion. Through Tehreek-e-Jadid and Al-Wasiyyat, you will construct a much better new order while preserving the integrity of religion. But you must be resolute and go ahead, for whoever outruns others in the race will win. All of you should, therefore, make your wills under this system, so that the new order may come as early as possible, and the blessed day may draw when everywhere the banner of Islam and Ahmadiyyat will be seen flying. To those who have already made their wills, I offer my congratulations, and pray that those who have not may be enabled by God to do so, so that they may also gather for themselves blessings, material as well as spiritual. I also pray that this system may prove of such benefit to mankind that they should be compelled to admit that from this backward and ignorant village of Qadian shone forth a light which dispelled the darkness of the world and then filled it with the refulgence of true knowledge, which abolishes pain and misery and makes it possible for the rich and the poor, the high and the humble, to live together in affection and goodwill. Ameen.